الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: قال رب بما أنعمت علي فلن أكون ظهيرا للمجرمين. We are going through the days of the anniversary of the revolution of Noor. And Imam Khomeini, Ridwanullah alayhi, had said, Piruziyama infijar Noor bood. Thawratuna kanat taftir an Noor. Ni'mat and blessings of Allah are divided into two types. Ni'mat al-zahiriya, the apparent blessings, and ni'mat al-batiniya wal-ma'naviya, the metaphysical blessings. The levels for each and every person in the paradise depends on their behavior in this world. The blessings they receive in the paradise depends on their levels. It's important to understand that those of the people who have received the ma'navi and metaphysical blessings of Allah have certain signs. And the ayat of Holy Quran, which I recited, talks about one of the signs of those who have received the ni'mat and blessing of Allah. Talking in the word of Prophet Musa, Karimullah, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, Allah says, قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. He said, that means Prophet Musa said, that so we learn in the light of the verse that for the sake of the ni'mat that you have given me, I will never be a supporter of the criminals. So when we receive the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will never end up supporting the criminals and their crimes. One of the greatest benefits that we learn from the Islamic revolution is istiqamat and resilience in the face of the oppression. There is no license whatsoever for any human being to support oppression. We are the ones who proudly oppose every oppressor, regardless of his faith, and support every oppressed person, regardless of his faith. Islam holds the highest moral standards. The message we receive from the Islamic revolution is to stop separating deen and siyasat, to do the bara'at from the zalimeen, to do the nahi anil munkar towards the haram, and to value the walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Imam al-Khomeini radwanullah alayhi reconnected the Islamic ummah through the walayat of faqih with the walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhim as-salatu wassalam. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the ni'mat to our ummah to value the walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. They will automatically end up valuing and benefiting from the walayat of faqih. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be with those who have received the ma'navi, metaphysical blessing of Allah. Because if you want to be resurrected with Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam on the Day of Judgment, if you want to be with him there, we need to be with the walayat of Imam Ali here. And being with the walayat, when you receive that blessing, you have to Rabbi bima qala Rabbi bima an'amta alayya falan akuna zahira lil mujrimeen. If we have received the blessing, we will never be a supporter of the criminals. Waffaqana Allahu limardatihi wa ayyana bi nasrihi wa waffaqakum lima yuhibbu wa yarda. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.